So I would say that when we talk about the way forward, we have to talk about what the structure should be in government, the kind of coordination there needs to be. Because I'm not sure how many people are aware, but there are a huge number of government departments who are involved even in sort of operating or coordinating the cybersecurity architecture. Of course, DIT or DIETY, DATY as it's now called, Department of Information Electronics Technology, is and the Department of Telecom remain the center players, because particularly with the VoIP and the use of handsets, the role of telecom has become very, very important, whereas earlier IT was seen mainly in the IT department. But apart from this, for cybercrime and cyberterrorism, there is obviously MHA. For international cooperation issues, particularly multilateral and regional mechanisms, there's MEA. NSCS only provides a coordinating role where we try to bring in all of government, because we are not an operational agency. As I said, there would be intelligence agencies involved. There would be a whole host of people involved. So the first thing is, what should government be doing? What kind of structure should we be setting up? The second issue is what is happening in the private sector, what is happening in academia, what is happening in terms of HR development, and what kind of PPP can we look at? You know, what, how to, what way and how do we cooperate with the private sector? On human resources, as NSA said, I think the real issue is we have huge numbers of people available, young people who want to be involved in high-tech, cutting-edge technology. The question is, we have to provide the resources for them to be trained. You have to set up centers of excellence. There have to be courses designed for cryptology and cybersecurity. I know this is an overall issue on security studies, which Arvind and I have discussed before. You know, we need more departments of security studies. You need more departments of defense studies. But cybersecurity and cryptology would certainly help. Because what that'll mean is that you will get eventually thousands of people who would be prepared to be employed in these agencies, whether by government, whether by private sector, and work together to ensure cybersecurity. I think that the other point I want to emphasize is there's no such thing as total safety in cybersecurity. We will never reach a stage where I can sit back, or any one of us can sit back and say, okay, we're totally safe. We're a cyber-safe nation. It will always be a work in progress, because the technology is advancing so quickly. The minute you put up a firewall to block one kind of attack, they'll devise another kind of attack and learn how to breach that defense. I just thought I'd highlight some of these main issues. You know, I must tell you, I've used both these reports, this one, which was released today, and the DSCI report, which I have here, which is also an equally good report, which has been done by the private sector, Securing Our Cyber Frontiers, which was also released some time ago. And it's very interesting, because normally I take the scenario to alarm people from this one and the list of solutions from this to show that government is very open to taking suggestions from both the think tank academia world and the private sector. Correct. Which is why some of the conclusions are common as well. And without further ado, let me just introduce the panelists on the dais. Starting from the left, I'll start with Dr. Gulshan Rai, with whom I work very closely. He's an additional secretary in the DIT and the director general of CERT, which is the Cyber Emergency Response Team. He is the man who put together the very excellent defense that NSA referred to on the Commonwealth Games, ran the entire operation with other colleagues from other departments. Needless to say, he's highly qualified technically. He has an MS, MTech, and PhD in electronics, 25 years of experience in different areas of information technology, including cybersecurity, e-governance, legal framework, and the Information Technology Act, which still remains the act which governs most of our work on cyber issues. Dr. Rai has been working since 1998 in the area of evolving the legal framework to address issues out of cyberspace. As I mentioned, he He's DG CERT, an additional secretary. He's also the head of Department of E-Security and Cyber Law Division in the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology. He was executive director of AirNet India and set up the first large-scale education and research network in close collaboration with institutions in this country. He's particularly focused on developing security capabilities in this area. Moving on to Lieutenant General Aditya Singh on my left. He retired as GOC in C Southern Command, the largest command of the Indian Army. He had earlier been Commander-in-Chief, Andaman and Nicobar Command in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami of 26 December 2004, and was also the Vice Chairman and Operational Head of the Integrated Relief Command, responsible for the emergency relief and successful rehabilitation of the ravaged islands. He was also a member of the National Security Advisory Board in the NSCS from 2008 to 2010. I think Harsh Jain, who is to my right, is from the Ministry of External Affairs, has been working closely with us on the whole question of international cooperation, what is happening in Geneva, what is happening in New York, and the different aspects which have been coming up in BRICS, in EDSA, in our negotiations with different countries. This is one thing which we did manage to do in NSC, to say that the main players, DIT, DOT, MEA, and NSCS, should sit together and consider any proposal that comes for cybersecurity cooperation, to make sure we're speaking with one voice in all fora. He will, I'm sure, say something to us on that aspect. To his right is Major General H.G.S. Sachdev, Additional Director General, Information Warfare, in the DGMO, or Directorate General of Military Operations. He was commissioned in the Gurkha Rifles in 1976 and has held various staff commands in Indian Army. His last charge was as Commander of 36 Rapid. He is an alumnus of the National Defence College. And that is, I think, Mr. Felix Mohan is to the extreme right. He is the representative of the private sector on this panel. So no matter what we say about the government sector and private sector, you can check it from the horse's mouth from him. He is Global Chief Information Security Officer, Airtel. Prior to entering the private sector, he's held a broad range of technical and leadership appointments in the Navy, including the top IT post in the Navy, as Director of Information Technology. Mr. Mohan has presented papers on information assurance and information warfare at various fora, and is an external expert for guiding fellowship research in information security. He was a member of the Information Warfare Committee, tasked with formulating policies and creating infrastructures for warfare initiatives. He has written extensively on information security in national newspapers and technical publications, and has been awarded the Visish Seva Medal in 1998 for his work on IT security. He has been a member of the National Task Force on Information Security under the auspices of the National Security Council. So with that, I think I'm going to let the panelists now take over. And as I said, the topic of today's discussion, from what I see from the program, was India's cybersecurity challenge, the way ahead. So I will request the panel to begin their presentation.